Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? We see this particular passage of Scripture in Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11. Notice the three things that Jesus tells us to do here in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, ask, seek, knock. Really, those are varying degrees of intensity. We ask, but then we seek for it, which is a little bit stronger of a word, and then we knock, which is even more intensified. And Jesus promises that if we do these things, if we ask, then it will be given. If we seek, then we're going to find, and if we genuinely knock, then the door will be opened. He is, of course, speaking of our Father's care for us. In fact, Jesus goes on in this particular illustration and gives two examples of what he means. He says, if one of your children came and asked his father for bread, would his father give him a stone? The obvious answer to that question is no. If our children need something, we're going to give them what they need. Or if they ask for a fish, something that would sustain them and nourish them, are we going to give them a serpent? And again, the obvious question is, well, no, we wouldn't do that. That doesn't seem natural to us. It doesn't even seem logical to us. And then Jesus makes the conclusion when he says, if you guys can act this way, how much better can your Heavenly Father be? How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened.